Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Craig Foster, who's CEO at Ondo Insurtech PLC. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good. Thank you, Zach. Nice to talk to you again.
Right, apart from the share price soaring, we've got lots of partnership news and US expansion, I suppose, which maybe catches the eye, but maybe you can tell us about that.
Yeah, we put an RNS out today announcing a new partnership with Pure Insurance. So they're a nationwide property and casualty insurer in the United States. They're in the high net worth end of the market. So they launched about 15 years ago, quite a disruptive brand in that sector. And they've grown really quickly over those years. So it's a really good partnership for us. Unfortunately, they were quite sensitive about any commercial details going into the RNS. So I can't say very much about the commercial details or where exactly we're launching with them. But this comes on the back of just 8 weeks ago, us announcing our first US deal with Mutual of Enumclaw in the Pacific Northwest. So it's all about building our momentum and building our credibility in the United States. So this is a really helpful partnership to be able to announce today.
I mean, it seems to be that, Ondo's like catnip to these insurance companies. Do you think that the momentum is going to increase over the coming months?
I mean, we're really excited about the opportunity in the United States specifically. So it's not just that the US is a big market, as it is relative to the UK for a lot of things, but specifically in our domain, homeowners pay a lot more for insurance, Zach, in the US. Like the average policy is $1,100 compared to in the UK, it's about £250 for the average home insurance policy paid nowadays. So they pay more for home insurance, and the water damage claims specifically cost more per policy in the US, a lot more per policy than they do in the UK, because the coverage is a bit more generous. There's less restrictions and less kind of excesses or deductibles, as they call them in the US. So because of that, the return on investment for our product is really good. And it works on a mass market basis across the whole of the US. So the opportunity there is huge. There was a research note published just last week, actually, by Bloompoint Analytic Partners that's worth a read. It's got some good analysis on just how big that US opportunity could be. For us, the limiting factor in the US is we've got one guy over there in the US, Jim Strickland, who's our US general manager. Took him a year to get the first deal over the line with Mutual of Enumclaw. It's only been two months to announce this second one. So I think what he will tell you is it's all about credibility and momentum. And we were an unknown quantity to US insurers, despite our successes over here in Europe. So as we sign more deals and keep announcing them, and hopefully keep announcing bigger and bigger insurance partners, then I think that momentum and that credibility would just continue to grow.
So, you fit in with the cost of living crisis across the board, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the actual homeowners, they get this for free as part of their policy. So they get the device for free, they get the repairs for free. So if we detect a leak, we'll go and send a plumber in to fix it, and it doesn't cost you anything. And that keeps your insurance premiums down, actually keeps your water bills down as well, because we prevent leaks and actually save a lot of water in the process as well. So that's why it's very popular with homeowners when you get this as part of your home insurance policy.
All right. So basically more of the same is something we can expect, expanding the footprint through different partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we put our annual results out just over a week ago, and it was only really two pilots and one medium-sized rollout that was affecting those results, Zach, despite all of the post-period updates. It wasn't really affecting those numbers, but revenues grew 182%, unit sales were up 300%, the addressable households under contract have grown 400%, from about 500,000 to 2.5 million households that we can market our product into. And since then, we've announced a whole raft of new deals and partnerships that haven't affected those numbers. So definitely more of the same, signing more deals and driving penetration into the existing deals that we've already got is the name of the game.
Craig Foster, CEO at Ondo Insurtech. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.